Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News and Focus program. We're looking at an article entitled, let me pull it up here, Why CPAC Went Crazy for Rand Paul, or Here's Why CPAC Went Crazy for Rand Paul, written by Christopher Agee, March 7th, 2014. The Western Center for Journalism has reported numerous receptive welcomes for popular speakers at the 2014 Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC. The audience, however, seems to have saved its most enthusiastic response for Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. The conservative firebrand addressed a packed house Friday afternoon with a strong embrace of the Constitution and an even stronger rebuke for those who wish to defy it. He says, "Imagine a time our great country is again governed by the Constitution," he said, "a time when the White House is once again occupied by a friend of liberty." And as you'll see, that will be the theme for the rest of the campaign. In essence, that will be Rand Paul's theme. He will market himself and his campaign. That will be the platform. Paul said his main objective is not securing victories for Republicans, but electing lovers of liberty. So in a day and age in which he must appeal to the independent voter, that may very well be the slogan sufficient to defeat Hillary Clinton. Let's face it, she will be the Democrat nominee 2016 unless something strikingly unusual occurs in the next 2 years or so. He says, Rand Paul, will we be bold and proclaim our message with passion, or will we be sunshine patriots retreating under adverse fire? He asked an increasingly enthusiastic crowd. Will you, America's next generation of liberty lovers, will you stand and be heard? The fierce protector of individual sovereignty pivoted to the persisting controversy regarding the federal government's accumulation of personal data from American citizens. The Sons of Liberty risked everything for your right to a trial by jury, he said, indicating the Obama administration is thwarting that protection by collecting information from anyone with a cell phone. They would today call out to the president to tell him, "We will not be detained, spied upon, and or have our rights abridged. We will not trade our liberty for security, not now, not ever," exclamation mark. He said, "Americans deserve liberty and protection from a runaway government, which is why our founders included such language in the Bill of Rights. I believe what you do on your cell phone is none of their damn business," he said. "The Fourth Amendment is very clear. Warrants must be issued by a judge and be specific to an individual. In apparent violation of that protection, however, this administration is allowing one vague warrant to be used to collect limitless data from every American alive." While Paul said he doesn't question Obama's motives, he is certain that history will record his timid defense of liberty. "He has set in motion the catalyst for future regimes to completely trample the remaining freedoms Americans possess," Paul insisted. "It isn't so much what President Obama has done, although he's done a lot, very little of it good, as much as it is the president is sets for lawlessness that may follow." And Rand Paul goes on and on to talk about liberty. So what should you think about this, Mr. Christian, Mrs. Christian out there? What should you think about this disciple of Christ? Let's pause for a moment and contemplate this. We know that in the year 2016, a president will be elected. We know that to be true. We also know that the sovereign hand of God will providentially guide that election for his will and his purposes. So we know that to be true. We know, no, one, there's going to be a president. Two, that God's sovereign hand will elect that president. And then number three, we know that the means by which God will accomplish his will is the vote of the people, and then, of course, the Electoral College ultimately making that decision. So what should we do as Christians? Who should we consider voting for? Or should we even vote? And therein lies the dilemma that many Christians will face once again in the year 2016. Will they even vote? Will they vote for Mrs. Clinton, who will no doubt continue to push forward an agenda that is clearly anti-biblical? But wait a minute, you say, rightly so, I'm not sure Pastor Sean, Rand Paul is too much more conservative than Hillary Clinton when it comes to social issues. And for that, you're right. You are exactly right. That is certainly a valid point. So what will we do then? Who will we vote for? Well, let's contemplate one idea that is worthy of a little bit more exploration, and that is freedom, liberty. If you put two candidates up side by side, candidate number one, Hillary Clinton, and candidate number two, Rand Paul, who do we believe will continue to push to keep the American citizen possessing as much liberty as possible? The current administration has set the conditions for big government to continue to possess power through regulations. And this has a trickle-down effect. For example, here at Berean Baptist Church, we're doing our very best to pave a parking lot. We need more parking spots on pavement. We get lots of rain around here during many months of the year, and this year most especially. That leaves the dry field where we could park just wet, soaking wet. Miserable to step out of the car onto a soaking wet field with high heels, for example, or dress shoes. So we've been trying to get a parking lot paved. What a chore. You would think that it would be as simple as contract with a company, agree to a price, and make the transaction. But no, that's not the case. City government has its hands all over the process. Most recently, we need a soil sample. We need a soil sample done. The days of contracting with someone and building a building, paving a parking lot, moving forward with what we often understood to be progress is over with. Today, government rules and reigns in the lives of American citizens, controlling everything, or seemingly controlling everything. So you as a Christian, desiring to have the liberty to do the will of the Lord, may want to consider a candidate that promotes liberty. The question will become, will the Republican Party be able to unify behind a single candidate, or will the diverse nature of the political party known as the Republicans, will it continue to set the conditions through its own internal issues to elect another Democrat for seemingly 8 more years? What are your thoughts concerning Rand Paul? Thanks for listening. Have a great day.